But we're going to call the star now and find out about Cowboys training camp as they're going through testing procedures and eventually practice. They heard from their head coach this weekend. Try to get a hold of Stephen Jones.
The world championship star, home of the Dallas Cowboys. This is Stephen. How may I direct your call?
Hey, Stephen, it's the Musers on the ticket. We want to talk to you.
Oh, hi, Musers. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
I figured y'all'd be wanting to talk to my daddy.
Well, we do, but we haven't heard. We didn't even know he was out there. Is he around?
No, he ain't here right now. Did y'all hear about the coronavirus?
Yes, we've heard plenty about it.
Yeah, the coronavirus, it's bad. It gets up in your nose and makes the hospital put a wind machine into your mouth so you can live for more time.
Right, so you can live for more time.
Yeah, everybody's real scared of the coronavirus, and that's why Diddy's been self-quarantining.
Okay.
He's scared of it. That he's out on the Bravo Eugenia. That's named after my mama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we just thought that maybe he'd be back by now. I mean, training camp's kind of starting. The players are starting to report. We just figured he'd be there.
Nope, he's on the Bravo Eugenia right now with Roosevelt. Roosevelt's my uncle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. Well, I guess that's a safe place for him.
And Daddy sends us telegrams and tells us about, he sends them by a pigeon every Monday or so and reports on the weather. And tells us if they've caught any fish out there and whether Roosevelt's been able to get up on them skis that he's been trying to learn and how that Daddy has to go to the bathroom in a bucket and then throw it off the railing down onto a sea turtle.
That's not environmentally sound.
Uh-huh. And Daddy says that he and Roosevelt have turned into pirates, and they rob other ships that they find out on the seawater.
Oh, I doubt that. Well, has Daddy said when he's going to come back? Maybe when the season starts, or what?
No, he ain't said nothing to me about that, no how. He said he's just going to take some time off and that I could run the team, and it's been real exciting.
Yeah? What's been exciting?
I've totally redecorated the star, and I changed the Cowboys' colors to rainbow and gold.
Huh. I don't know if that's a good move.
And you know what else I did? I did something that was real good. I'm real proud of this. Uh-huh, I am. It's that I put a big ice cream machine in every office.
Well, what good's that going to do?
You know what I have for breakfast? Ice cream. You know what I'm going to have for lunch? Ice cream.
Because Dad's not there, so you can eat what you want, I guess. Time,
and when it becomes dinner time during the day, I'm going to have ice cream.
Aren't you like 60?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I turned 60 this year. And you know what I did for my 60th birthday? Argued with Dak's agent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we heard about that.
Yeah, Dak has an agent that I hate.
That's too bad.
He kicks chairs around and he throws stuff at me when we's at that negotiating table. He throws plants and casserole at me, and he just makes my life a living hell.
No.
Well, you mentioned the coronavirus. Do you feel confident you guys will be able to start the season and get through this thing?
I feel confident we'll be able to start the season and confident we'll be able to shut it down about 2 weeks later.
Oh, no.
Did you hear that we put the franchise taggy on Dax?
Yes, we did hear that.
Just franchise tag.
Mama made me let Jerry Jr. color in the franchise tag and decorate it.
You don't actually have to fill out a tag and then place it on that player.
Dak says he don't like wearing that tag, says it looks dumb, and he don't like all them characters from Adventure Time drawn all over it. But yeah,
I kind of side with him there.
I pinned it to his shirt personally.
Good for you.
It's the first time Mama let me handle a safety pin.
Oh, God.
First time.
It's real exciting and everything. Sometime, I'm going to get to talk to Daddy on the ship to shore.
Good, yeah. I guess you need to fill him in on everything that's going on.
Uh-huh. Y'all want to come over for ice cream?
We're good. We're good on ice cream.
All right, now. I got to go right now. I got to go potty.
Okay. All right, Stephen. Best of luck to you.
You know, I normally think they're in good hands when Stephen's in charge, but I'm not sure.
Sounds like it may be even crazier.